Roberto, let's start with you. So the book is called The Hate U Give. So can you tell me just give a synopsis of the book's plot maybe for our listeners here?
I'm just going to give you the beginning.
I think the
first line of the book is the main character says, "I knew I shouldn't have come to this party." She's a 16-year-old high school student named Star, and she lives kind of between two worlds. She lives in Garden Heights, which is a very poor area, primarily African-American, but her parents, for her protection and for the protection of her brothers, they send her to Williamson Prep, a primarily white school in another city. And so she's at this party, and she sees and connects with a childhood friend, a boy named Khalil. And all of a sudden, shots ring out. So Khalil grabs her. They leave the party. He's going to drive her home and make sure she's safe. On the way, they get stopped by a policeman. They don't know why. And Star was always taught, when you're stopped by the police, put your hands on the dashboard and don't move. And so that's what she does. The driver, Khalil, is, you know, "Why are you stopping me?" And he's kind of arguing a bit with the police officer. The police officer has him get out of the car and produce his license and identification. And the officer tells him, "Stay here, don't move." The officer goes back to the car, and pretty soon Khalil reaches back into the car, asks Star if she's okay, and he reaches down for something. And when he backs back up, he kind of holds it up, and he gets shot and killed. So the rest of the book is what happens after that to Star and her family and the community.
So when the public library is trying to decide, you know, which book you're going to focus on for the Peoria Reads program, how did you come about choosing this book?
Well, we have a committee made up of staff from the library, Methodist College, Bradley University, Neighborhood House, and others. And we're in the process of doing this right now for next year. Reading books, talking about them, what kind of topic do we want to bring up in the community, what kind of books would lead to significant discussion among high school students, college students, and up. And that was a book that people were talking about. It just came out in 2017, and then the movie was made in 2018. And we thought it would be a good fit for discussions in Peoria.
Right. And Sheriff, just on the general topic here, based off what Roberta just discussed, I mean, from your perspective in law enforcement, I mean, what is the standard way to act, or I guess when a police officer pulls you over? I mean, this is obviously a loaded kind of sensitive subject here, but I mean.
Yeah, I'll begin because with the title of this book and the subject matter of this book, it is an uncomfortable topic to discuss, and I actually applaud the Peoria Public Library for choosing this title, because to fix issues, you have to have these hard conversations. Just in relative to the subject matter, we at the Sheriff's Office 3 years ago started a program called Comply and Complain, which deals strictly with the same subject matter, what to do when you're stopped by the police. Comply with whatever the directions is, then if you feel you were wrong, come and complain later at administrative level. We've been going around to different schools. We work with the ELITE program, District 150, as well as the rural school districts in Peoria County, and presenting this. And there's no different than, I think, what the purpose of this book read for Peoria is it's to have those conversations afterwards. We can train, we can tell, but it's that dialogue where we in law enforcement learn from. We learn from the perspective of our children that are in cars. I don't know what it feels like to be a black male pulled over by the police. I don't. But I've seen sometimes can all be almost be described as terror when it has happened, when I've stopped individuals in different times of my career. And to understand that and to have a sense of empathy when you, as from the law enforcement perspective, when you make these types of stops and have that conversation, we preach all the time de-escalation too. And again, I applaud the library for bringing this subject matter forward, because it will elicit some very tough but necessary conversations.
Yeah. And in addition to reading the book, there's also a number of activities and other events that the library is planning based around this book. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Yes. Film showings, for one. We've had a couple of film showings so far, and then we've got two more scheduled, one at North Branch coming up and one at McClure Branch, I believe. At these film showings, we show the film, which is just over 2 hours, and then if participants want to stay afterwards and talk about it, which is really valuable. We had one at Lincoln Branch yesterday, and we just had a lovely 45-minute discussion about the film and the book and the topics that it brought up. We're doing a poverty simulation at Main Library on March 31st. All of these programs and dates can be found at our PeoriaReads.org website. We're also doing our kind of a finale event is a community discussion called The Help You Give, to just get diverse people together at the Main Library in the auditorium. It's a panel discussion with community input. We have Chief Marion from the police department coming, and we have representatives from underrepresented groups in Peoria to just talk about the challenges that they face and how everybody can help each other understand each other and see from other, you know, from others' perspective and experiences what we're all dealing with.
And that is something that I want to highlight, is that we're not just highlighting here's an issue brought up by this book, but also how can we work towards, you know, a better solution, more community. So, I mean, what's your take on that, Sheriff, in terms of how we can work and make progress on these issues, maybe?
You have to have respectful dialogue from all interested parties. This subject matter isn't just specific to the Peoria area. This is an issue across the state as well as the nation. And I think we're light years ahead because we've already started some of these conversations, and it's just to continue the conversation. However, to act upon it too. If there's something that comes from these dialogue, build a program, build something that's sustainable and has impact on both law enforcement as well as the community. Even this week, we're presenting a educational series at ICC that's kind of specific to this subject matter. It's about use of force and how law enforcement agencies discipline or investigate their own people. The purpose of that is to, again, perspective, knowing that there's a lot of challenges, there's a lot of rules, especially sitting as a law enforcement administrator, how to manage situations like this. But it all comes down to public trust. Public trust, legitimacy is the key to all these situations. And it's instances like this and what they're doing through this book and having these community meetings builds trust. Everyone might have a different perspective. You might not always agree on an answer. However, you can have a dialogue and start building trust and faith in the system.
So looking at this, you mentioned there's been already at the Lincoln Branch, there was kind of a productive conversation based off this book following some of that. I mean, is it the library's hope then that as these other events are hosted, like what does the library hope comes out of these, like a better, more understanding, more conversation?
Exactly. We want people to read the book, but if not everybody is a reader, so fortunately there's the movie, there's the book on audio, so you can listen to it if you don't want to read it, and then get together and talk to people who have different experiences from you. They could be people who are younger, or people who are a different color, or people who speak a different language. Just talk. And we have, you know, I love to have discussions like this in the library or at book discussions and talk to people. And, you know, it's so much of this is fear. I read in the paper or online this morning about an incident in East Boston that happened. A mother and daughter were walking home from a restaurant, and they were speaking Spanish to each other and laughing and have a good time, and two young women attack them for speaking Spanish. And it's just, you know, these things happen, and people are fearful or distrustful of each other, and however we can break that down and you know, encourage more trust and empathy,
yeah,
will help.
I One of the, I think there's an implicit bias training that goes along with this too, on one of the evenings, and this is valuable, very valuable training. And again, it's another situation where you'll be uncomfortable. You truly will. But the outcomes of these conversations, I mean, it brings so much to the table. And again, if our goal in law enforcement is legitimacy, you have to all be sitting at the same table. We represent the community, and we have to have these talks. And I keep on saying the word uncomfortable because they are. But you can't fix a problem until you acknowledge it.
And just for the benefit of our listeners, can you describe briefly what implicit bias is?
Implicit bias is it's unintentional acts. It's not understanding that you are biased against another person, but for any reason. It's also understanding that you have received certain benefits in life just because who you are and where you were born. It's a deep understanding of truly some of these systematic problems in our community, and it's not just our community; it's across our nation. It's having a deep dive even in with yourself and understanding that you have. And I've used this as an example many times. Would I be sheriff today if I was African-American and born in 61605? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think there's certain opportunities I received in life just because I was born in a different zip code and a different color of skin. And this implicit bias training will kind of break this all down, and it's a level of understanding. We all have biases. We do, and some of these are, unconscious biases, and that's kind of the point of this training, where it brings those out.
Absolutely. Is there anything either of you would like to add on the book or the Peoria Reads program or anything else that we haven't touched upon already here?
I would just like to say that next Sunday, which is March 8th, we're having a discussion of a book on implicit bias. The book is called Biased. And it's a part of our biography and nonfiction book club at the library. It's at North Branch at 3 o'clock. So we'll delve into implicit bias next Sunday at our North Branch.
And I just want to add, if I have some sort of a tone and I'm talking, there's a lot of very good people in law enforcement. And, I love this profession. I love the people that work in it. But sometimes we have issues that happen in a different part of our nation, and it brings it right here to the forefront. It's having these conversations. There was just a situation over the weekend in Chicago that's going to hit national attention with another shooting that was videotaped, and there's going to be a lot of different perspectives. And I always have to wait until I see all the facts of an incident, and that's part of these dialogues that we have with the community is when we have these talks and explain that there's sometimes you can't give all the facts out at the moment they want to hear them. But we have learned since Ferguson, Missouri, that communication is so important in everything we do. If you don't set the narrative, somebody else will, and it could be a false narrative. But I just want to close by saying that we applaud the Peoria Public Library for bringing this subject matter to the forefront. And this is a talk that it shouldn't end at the end of this series. It needs to continue in our community for growth and a sense of trust.
All right. Sheriff Roberta, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate both of you coming today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.